Hello, I'm Editor-in-Chief, Dr. John O'Keefe, welcoming you to the March 2007 edition of the Journal of the Canadian Dental Association. I'd like to tell you about some of this month's highlights. Our cover features one of the great role models of modern Canadian dentistry, Dr. Marcia Boyd of Vancouver. She's the 2007 recipient of the Canadian Dental Association's highest award, honorary membership. In 2006, the American Dental Association awarded her a similar distinction, and she completed her year as president of the American College of Dentists. Dr. Sarah Holland, who is president of the Canadian Academy of Pediatric Dentistry, pens the guest editorial. She writes about new, stricter guidelines recently brought out by the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry relating to the provision of dental treatment for children under sedation. Dr. Holland welcomes these guidelines and expresses the belief that they are pertinent to dental practice in Canada. As usual, the JCDA contains a range of clinical articles. The Clinical Showcase article demonstrates a technique for the use of glass ionomer sealants on newly erupted permanent molar teeth. In the Point of Care section, four members of the Canadian Academy of Periodontology answer questions like, what is the role of systemic antibiotics in the treatment of periodontal disease? And what is the best way to achieve root coverage in the patient with gingival recession? I particularly draw your attention to the latter article. You can watch and listen to author Dr. Deborah Matthews demonstrate her technique for root coverage in the PowerPoint presentation you can find on this table of contents page. You can also listen to Dr. Don Nixdorf tell why he wrote his article about a particularly interesting case of facial pain reported in this edition. Other case reports in this journal relate to different types of oral cancer. One of the most important mandates of the JCDA is to present and discuss the important issues facing the Canadian dental profession today and tomorrow. Without doubt, the aging of the Canadian population is one of the great issues facing all healthcare providers in the years ahead. Dentistry is no exception, and Dr. Jim Morreale of Hamilton, in his opinion article, argues that the oral healthcare professionals of the future need to spend more time during their training acquiring the special skills needed to deal with older patients. Of course, the curriculum of dental schools is in constant evolution to ensure that tomorrow's dentists are prepared to meet the changing oral healthcare needs of Canadians. In their article, Dr. Jack Giroux and fellow authors outline the competencies that are required for a new dental graduate today and state that these need to be reviewed on an ongoing basis. Meeting evolving needs can only be achieved by understanding these needs. There has not been a comprehensive measure of the oral health status of Canadians in over 30 years. Happily, this major information gap will be closed in the next couple of years through the oral health component of the Canadian Health Measures Survey, which is just getting underway. You can find out more about this major survey by clicking on the link to it under JCDA bookmarks. Data from another recent national survey, reported in this issue by Wayne Miller and David Locker, demonstrate again that smoking has a serious impact on oral health and oral disease. These authors call for more efforts to educate Canadians about the harm to oral health caused by tobacco use. Dr. Locker has for many years been a world leader in demonstrating that oral health has an impact on overall quality of life. A report on the impact of dental treatment on quality of life among rural Albertans is published in our current edition, and one of the authors, Dr. John Warrenuk, tells us in an audio interview why he believes that dentists should be paying more attention to simple quality of life measurement tools that could easily be incorporated into everyday dental practice. I hope you enjoy the articles and the audio-visual features in this issue, and I invite you to send me your comments and suggestions for future issues.